Modernizing the nation's transportation infrastructure, that's a top priority for the Transportation Department. Its Build America Transportation Investment Center, BATIC, has teamed up with the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials, AASHTO, to share best practices with DOTs and all stakeholders. Jennifer Brickett is the director of the BATIC Institute and the AASHTO Center for Excellence. She tells Federal News Radio's Lauren Larson what the new institute is all about.
The name of the program is the BATIC Institute and AASHTO Center for Excellence. And it's really an institute that provides education and training to state DOTs to help them understand what finance, transportation finance options are available to them. And we're really focused on sharing of best practices and lessons learned. In terms of the finance areas we're covering, we're very broad. We focus on bonding and federal credit assistance, public-private partnerships, and BATIC is a U.S. DOT initiative, and the focus of BATIC is really to assist project sponsors with accessing federal transportation expertise, applying for federal transportation finance programs, and helping project sponsors explore ways to access private capital and public-private partnership. And BATIC is being spearheaded by U.S. DOT, and they're providing a lot of project-level assistance. And the BATIC Institute, which is a cooperative agreement with U.S. DOT, is really an education arm or an education and training component of BATIC. So we're providing high-level institutional capacity building for state DOTs and their local partners.
So it's really kind of a joining of forces here.
Yeah, exactly.
You're hosting your first webinar on the 4th, is that right?
Yes.
And tell me about the topic and who you expect to tune into this.
Our first webinars are on November 4th from 2 to 3 p.m., and that's Eastern. And we're featuring Pennsylvania DOT's Rapid Bridge Replacement Project, which is an innovative public-private partnership that's replacing 558 structurally deficient bridges throughout the state in 3 years. And we have a lot of folks registered already, and I'm anticipating our audience to be both folks from state DOTs and their local agency partners. I'm sure there are folks tuning in from the private sector, as well as a lot of staff from federal agencies.
Talk a little bit about how you work together with your federal partners.
As I mentioned, this is a cooperative agreement with U.S. DOT, so we're really partners, and we talk about what needs there are in terms of transportation finance and how to help address those needs. So we make decisions together, and we join forces. You know, as an I work for AASHTO, so I hear a lot from our members about what those needs are. FHWA hears from their stakeholders as well. And we really work together to identify those gaps and determine how to educate folks out there and on those needs.
What other webinars do you have planned?
We have a lot of other innovative projects that we've identified, but we haven't determined which ones we will highlight in our next webinars. We're really focused right now. We just launched this month, and we're focused on doing a lot of outreach to both AASHTO members and other stakeholders to determine, you know, what areas do they really need help with. And once we figure that out, we'll look at the different projects out there and determine which one to highlight next. So we really recognize that the success of this program is based on addressing the needs out there. So we're really focused on determining of our audience what those needs are and how can we address those needs. And that will help inform the continued development of our program.
Who is your real target audience right now?
Primarily, our target are the state DOTs. But of course, in delivering projects, we also are focused on locals and state legislatures and helping the employees of U.S. DOT understand all of these programs and how to work with the members. So it's a broad audience, but primarily we've been focused on the state DOTs.
What are some other ways that the Institute helps these local stakeholders think through their options?
We'll be providing both in-person and online training and education. So as far as our in-person education and training, we'll be developing peer exchanges. So that really allows the state DOTs and, you know, their local partners come together and really exchange ideas and best practices and identify, you know, what are the issues that we're facing? Where do we need help? So I think those in-person exchanges are really valuable. We're also planning to develop some e-learning courses, starting with just transportation finance. And so we'll be developing modules on different topics and posting those on our website. So that will enable a state to identify which topic that they are most interested in learning about, and they can access all of that through our website. So those are just some examples of different services that we will provide to help the folks that are utilizing the center.
And the in-person training, where does that happen? Is that here in Washington?
I'm not sure where we will hold in-person events. Probably many of them will be in Washington, D.C. You know, something that we look to is what conferences are currently scheduled and can we piggyback onto a conference so that we already have a collection of folks there and we don't have to increase their travel schedules. But, you know, if there's a different location that makes sense, we may look towards that. You know, if we do a regional event, we may travel to different regions. I'm just not sure at this point.
You said the Institute is there for education and training. Do you do any of your own research?
We may do some quick turnaround research on topics that we identify as needs, but at this time, we haven't moved forward with doing research on a particular topic. The basic gist is that we're really here to help. We really want to hear from our stakeholders about their needs and deliver the types of services that will be most beneficial to them. We just kicked off, so we're only on about week two, but we do have this webinar in store, and we'll be asking folks for feedback on the webinar. And I should mention that all of our services will be on our website, and they're free. Anyone can access them. So I think that's a big benefit of the Institute. Our website is financingtransportation.org, and folks can sign up for a free email news alert on Batik Institute offerings and just general news through our website.